This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Friday, August 4th. Brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Kelly. Here's today's headlines. Dairy struggle with water fees. California signs climate memorandum of understanding with Chinese province. And ex-NRCS chiefs take aim at means testing. Now, here's a programming note. Daybreak West is taking a summer recess next week. We'll return to your inbox on August 14th. Water quality fees add more pain for dairy farmers. The State Water Board is set to approve a new bump in fees to cover the cost of water quality regulations. Fees to support the programs target irrigated lands and confined animals to rise by about 6%. J.P. Catavilla, who directs regulatory affairs at the Dairy Cares, raised concern with the steady year-over-year fee increases during a workshop yesterday. Dairies bear most of the fees for the confined animals program. The problem is, quote, the industry keeps getting smaller while production costs rise, according to Catavilla. California had 120,000 fewer cows last year compared to a decade earlier, and the number of dairies has been dropping every year, meaning fewer dairies are sharing the fee burden. The state's dairy herd shrunk further this year due to flooding and sell-off cows in a time of high beef prices and low milk prices. Catavilla said the problem is growing bigger each year, driving more dairies to leave the state. In September, the board will approve a new fee structure for 2024. Newsom partners with Chinese province on climate policy. The Newsom administration brokered an agreement yesterday with the Chinese province of Henan on steps to combat climate change. The small island province is a vacation hotspot and serves as a strategic military base for the communist government. According to a statement, the two governments will cooperate on cutting air pollution, developing and implementing climate adaptation and carbon neutrality plans, advancing clean energy, accelerating zero-emission vehicles, and driving nature-based solutions. California has already signed a cooperation agreement with China, as well as Canada, Japan, the Netherlands, and New Zealand. Now keep this in mind. Former Governor Jerry Brown was responsible for some of those agreements. After he left office in 2019, Brown launched the California-China Climate Institute at UC Berkeley. Former Air Resources Board Chair Mary Nichols later left the Newsom administration to join Brown at the Institute. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this.
When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders, tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Former NRCS chiefs, conservation means testing, counterproductive. Five former chiefs of the USDA's Natural Resources Conservation Service, they're urging Congress to allow producers with more than $900,000 in adjusted gross income to participate in all NRCS cost share programs. Bruce Knight, Aaron Lancaster, Dave White, Jason Weller, and Leonard Jordan, whose combined tenures cover the years from 2002 to 2019, say in a letter to House and Senate Ag committees that, quote, AGI limitations are counterproductive when we're seeking to encourage investment in greenhouse gas emission reduction, water quality, soil health, and wildlife habitat. The 2018 Farm Bill gave NRCS authority to waive means testing on a case-by-case basis for environmentally sensitive lands and for regional conservation partnership projects. But, unfortunately, that authority has been underutilized, the former chiefs note. The bottom line? Well, the letter says USDA should be given increased flexibility to invest in projects that make the most beneficial impact for vulnerable regions and watersheds. Congress should either adjust the AGI or give USDA increased authority to waive the limits, quote, for specific categories of projects and landscape-level initiatives, including those focused on addressing greenhouse gas emissions, water conservation, drought, water quality, soil health, source water protection, and wildlife. Texas Democrat says House floor is key for the Farm Bill. Representative Jasmine Crockett, a Texas Democrat who's one of the newest members of the House Ag Committee, says prospects for a new Farm Bill will depend heavily on whether it becomes partisan on the House floor. I think the committees are doing great work, Crockett says in an interview for AgriPulse Newsmakers. It is a matter of whether or not we have issues once it gets to the House floor. Crockett, who represents a metropolitan Dallas district, notes that a defense authorization bill that came out of committee with strong bipartisan support passed the full House with only 4 Democratic votes last month because of controversial amendments adopted on the House floor. Why it matters? Well, some ag policy veterans worry that a farm bill can't pass the GOP-controlled House without significant Democratic support. Frank Yannis joins Wiliot as a strategic advisor. Frank Yannis, former FDA Deputy Commissioner of Food Policy and Response, has joined the internet company Wiliot as a strategic advisor. Wiliot has a battery-free wireless platform that can attach to a food product and provide information about its location, temperature, carbon footprint, and other data. In an interview with AgriPulse, Yana said he first learned of the company while at FDA when he did the low to no cost traceability challenge. He sees the company's technology as a relatively user-friendly way to trace food and comply with food safety regulations. Yana says the technology is a game changer because it will allow those who use it to track, trace, and monitor food throughout the entire supply chain. It's going to allow us to start changing the paradigm where you don't always have to test the food. You don't always have to go into a facility to inspect because now we're getting real-time data at different points in the food system, Yana said. BioPoll finds support for biotech and updating regulations. Most U.S. voters think biotechnology provides important benefits and believes the regulatory system should be updated. Now, that's according to a poll conducted by Morning Consult on behalf of the Biotechnology Innovation Organization. Two-thirds, 66% of voters agree that the government's regulatory approval process should be updated to allow agricultural biotechnology companies to commercialize innovative products more quickly. That BioNA releasing the results of the survey. Bio said the survey showed voters see benefits of biotechnology as, quote, increasing crop yields to produce more food per acre of land. 84% say it's important. Feeding more people, using fewer natural resources and less fuel, that's 83%. Producing crops that need less water and can withstand drought, that's also 83%. Breeding healthier animals that are resistant to viruses and diseases, that's at 83%. And producing food crops with built-in protection from pests and disease at 82%. I believe this is the first survey of public attitude about agriculture biotechnology in years, and the first that expands the scope from GMO foods to synthetic and industrial biotech and its benefits, said Lynn Finnery, the Director of Agriculture and Environmental Communications at Bio. Well, here's today's She Said It. I am hopeful that our farmers, our producers, our ranchers are really stressing to both sides of the aisle how important it is for us to get a bill passed. That Representative Jasmine Crockett, the Texas Democrat, in an interview for this week's AgriPulse Newsmakers. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Friday, August 4th. Brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Daly.